All right, it's pick six time. Your phone calls are welcome. 615-737-1025. Let's start with Mark. Mark, you're first up. Welcome in.
Hello, guys. How y'all doing?
All right, let's see how you're doing, Mark. Let's see how you feel about these games. Let's go with the Vikings at the 49ers to start. San Francisco is a 7.5-point favorite at home Saturday afternoon.
The 49ers.
All right. Titans at Ravens. Ravens favored by 9.5 Saturday night.
The Titans, and I'll take 49 points on that.
You got it. All right, who rushes for more yards, Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson?
Derrick Henry.
Okay. Texans at Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 10.5 at Arrowhead.
The Chiefs.
Seahawks at Packers. Packers at Lambeau, favored by 4.5.
I'm going to take Green Bay.
And finally, the college football title game, Clemson against LSU.
I'm going to take LSU, and that'll be my top shelf pick. And then I'm going to take give me Green Bay. That'll be my other top shelf pick.
All right, so you got the Packers, and you got LSU.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mark, have a great weekend.
Y'all too.
737-1025. We'll go from Mark to Al. Al, welcome in.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
All right, here we go. Let's go down the line with you. Minnesota visits the 49ers as a 7.5-point dog tomorrow afternoon.
49ers, please.
49ers. Okay, the Titans at Ravens Saturday night.
God, I hate it, guys. I'm going to go Ravens. I got a bad feeling, but I hope I lose. So
Ravens minus 9.5, okay?
And I'll go 43 on the points.
All right. Who rushes for more yards, Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson?
I'm going to go Jackson. I think something freaky is going to happen.
All right. Texans at Chiefs.
Chiefs, top shelf.
Chiefs, minus 10.5, top shelf.
Yeah.
You say they avenged the defeat earlier this year.
Yeah.
All right, Seahawks at Packers.
Seattle, second top.
Another top shelf for Russell Wilson and company as a 4.5-point dog. All right, Clemson against LSU.
Well, everybody in the country is going LSU, so 6.5 is kind of a strange. I had Clemson here written down, but I think I'm gonna switch. I'll go with the LSU.
Oh, didn't go with your first
the late
thing.
Switch.
That's a late switch. That's always questionable.
Ooh.
All right. We'll see.
Okay. All right, Al. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
737-1025. I get burned every year in fantasy football or fantasy baseball drafts. The late switch. I'm going with this guy, and then time to pull the trigger. Switch. And I get burned. Mm-hmm. It's always bad. It doesn't work out for me. Let's see, Charles. Charles, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, thanks. Nothing bolts, man, and my sports books love it when I call you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I never win.
Okay. Let's see if this week is different. You got the 49ers hosting the Purple Gang. What do you got?
I gotta go with 49ers.
49ers as a 7.5-point favorite. Okay, let's move on to another Purple Gang. The Ravens hosting the Titans.
That's a lot of points. Let's go with Titans.
Titans plus 9.5. And your game total?
Game total, I believe, is going to be 47.
47, all right. Who runs for more yards, Henry or Jackson?
Henry, top shelf.
Derrick Henry, top shelf. Texans at Chiefs.
I'm like the caller before. I think the Chiefs are going to just wallop them.
All right. They are a 10.5-point favorite. You got them. All right. The Packers at Lambeau hosting Seattle.
I just think the Packers are too good for the Seahawks this year. Packers.
Packers it is. And then Monday night at 7 on ESPN, Clemson against LSU for the college title.
Well, I said Clemson would win it all year. I'm going to stick with them. Clemson, top shelf.
Do you have two top shelves? Or
he does.
Okay.
Derrick Henry and Clemson.
Okay. Charles, good
luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. 737-1025. Let's go to Max. Max, you're up next. Welcome in.
All right.
All right, Max, let's start. Tomorrow afternoon, that will be San Francisco hosting Minnesota.
The 49ers.
You take the 49ers. -7.5. All right, and then Saturday night, Titans visit Baltimore.
Titans, game total of 43.
Game total of 43, all right. Who runs for more yards, Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson?
Derrick Henry, top shelf.
Derrick Henry, top shelf. Boy, you got to rely on Dean Pease for the great game plan here.
Well, just remember, the other thing, the reason that this was also thrown in there, if Mark Ingram is not effective, you do wonder, does that mean Lamar Jackson takes off and runs more? If Mark Ingram isn't able to, you know, do much with that calf injury.
And how many times do they just throw it? How many do they throw more than they run? I don't know. But I it's yards, too. Like, Henry,
right,
what
if straight yards.
Either one of them could break a 50-yarder.
Sure.
Right? And that
no
skews
doubt.
Everything.
Yep.
All right, Texans at Chiefs, Sunday at 2 at Arrowhead Stadium.
KC,
-10.5. Then the Green Bay Packers hosting the Seahawks. Those two have had some very interesting games over the years. Think about it. In the playoffs, in the regular season, there have been some crazy games, memorable games.
Green Bay.
You take Green Bay -4.5. And then?
Wasn't that the Matt Hasselbeck? We'll take the ball and win or score,
you know,
and he throws the pick six.
Okay, these are just off the top of my head. There's that one, right? There's the Monday Night Football game with the replacement refs.
Right.
The Golden Tate
Seattle.
Game.
In Seattle.
Right? The offensive pass interference. There was the onside kick in the playoffs where the Green Bay guy, instead of blocking, tried to field the onside kick, missed it, and then I think Seattle won. They tied the game and then won on the first play of overtime. I mean, they've had some battles over the years. Okay, so you take, who did you take? The Packers?
Green Bay, yes.
Yeah, you took Green Bay. All right, Max, and then finally Clemson LSU in the college title game.
LSU, top shelf.
Do we have two top shelves?
Yes. Okay. Henry and LSU.
Okay. Good luck, Max. Thank you.
Thank you.
737-1025, 615-737-1025. That'll leave one line available. Jump in there. Let's go to Jason. Jason, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, let's start out in San Francisco. The 49ers, Saturday afternoon hosting the Minnesota Vikings.
Give me the 49ers.
San Fran, -7.5. All right. Then the one that we're all going to be watching, Ravens, Titans.
Give me the Ravens and game total 50 points.
50 points and the Ravens, -9.5. All right, who runs for more yards, Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson?
Derrick Henry, and make that one of my top shelves.
Okay. Houston, heading to Kansas City, where they did win earlier this season. Chiefs favored by 10.5.
This is one that I almost switched, but I stuck with my first guess. Let's do it, the Texans.
All right, the Texans it is. You got the 10.5. And then Sunday on Fox, this game is going to start at 5:40 Central. Seahawks at Packers.
Give me the Seahawks and make that up my other top show.
You like the road team here, okay. And finally, Clemson against LSU for the college title.
Give me LSU.
LSU, -6.5.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Y'all too. Thanks, guys.
All right. Loaded lines. We'll take a break. Come back. One more round of phone calls to get locked into our contest. Great prize this week for pick six. 737-1025. One more round of phone calls next. We got tickets to see Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts at Nissan Stadium June 29th. This is a tour, a North American tour that has been selling out everywhere in stadiums. They added Nashville. Nashville is one of the dates they added for this. So this is a hot, hot ticket. That's what's on the line for this week's Winner, don't forget our pregame coverage tomorrow starting at 9 in the morning. Yes, I said 9 in the morning. Calvin Smith and our own Elijah Campbell, who's behind the glass right now, 9 to noon. Then Chase and TD will be in Baltimore from noon to 2 giving you coverage from Baltimore. And then there'll be a special edition of Jared and the GM from 2 to 5. There'll be a Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House in East Nashville that's located at 1003 Russell Street. And then they'll have the official pregame show where Jared and Floyd and Forever Titan Chris Sanders will bring you coverage from 5 until 7 p.m., leading you up to kickoff in Baltimore. NFL pregame show brought to you by Wholesale Link, powered by RumbleOn.com. The George Jones, Kubota Tractors, Middle Tennessee Kubota Dealers, and Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House. That's 10 hours of coverage tomorrow, leading you up to Titans Ravens. Let's get back to the phones. Get you locked into our contest. Last segment to do so. The rest of you, if you're unable to get in via the telephone, you'll have to play online with us at thegamenashville.com. Let's go up to Portland. Mike, you're up next. Welcome in.
How's it going, fellas?
All right, Mike. Vikings at 49ers Saturday afternoon out in San Fran.
I take the Vikings.
All right. The Ravens are 9.5-point favorites over the Titans Saturday night, and we need a game total from you.
I take the Titans and 51.
Okay. And who runs for more yards, Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson in the game?
Derrick Henry.
Okay. Texans face the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Sunday afternoon at 2. Chiefs by 10.5.
I take the Texans.
Okay. And the Seahawks visit the Packers at Lambeau later that day, and Green Bay is favored by 4.5.
I take the Seahawks.
And finally, Clemson against LSU for the college football title.
I'll take LSU.
Do we have your top shelfs? You have a,
I don't believe so.
I'll take a double top shelf, Tennessee Titans.
Ooh.
That's our first double top shelf.
Put the chips in the middle.
All right, Mike, good luck.
Thank you.
Double top shelf.
You can tell the emotions. The emotions.
I was waiting for a double top shelf. By the way, last week, was that our winner, Elijah? The double top shelf on Derrick Henry, 150 or more yards?
I believe so.
When I told the caller, I was like, well, if you win that, you're probably going to win this contest.
I was waiting for the double top shelf for Derrick Henry in this one, this week. I feel like that one's almost a no-brainer.
Somebody double top shelf Derrick Henry, 150 or more yards last week against the Patriots. And that was the winning pick. Interesting. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
Afternoon, fellas.
All right, Jeremy, we start in the NFC, Minnesota at San Fran.
Let's go with the Vikings.
Vikings plus 7.5. Okay. How about the Titans on the road against the Ravens?
Let's go tighten up.
Titans plus 9.5, and the game total is?
58.
58, going with the high-scoring game, all right?
31-27.
All right, how about the person that rushes for more yards, Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson?
I'm going to go with the hometown kid, Henry.
Derrick Henry, okay. Texans will be on the road to take on Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs.
10.5 points is a lot of points. So I'm going to go with Houston.
Houston plus 10.5. All right. Packers minus 4.5 hosting the Seahawks.
Let's go Green Bay.
Green Bay. And finally, Clemson against LSU. LSU a 6.5-point favorite in the title game.
6.5. All right, let's go LSU.
All right. We have it. You have your top shelves?
Top shelves, let's go with the LSU, and let's go with the Tennessee Titans.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right. And good weekend.
737-1025. How about Curtis? Curtis, you're up next. Welcome in.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Curtis, we start off with Minnesota heading to San Fran to take on the Niners.
Give me Minnesota.
All right, we take the Vikings plus 7.5 there. The Titans will take on the Baltimore Ravens Saturday night in Baltimore.
Give me the Titans. That's too many points for teams that like to run the ball.
Okay, Titans plus 9.5 and a game total.
42.
All right. Who rushes for more yards, Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson?
Derrick Henry, double top shelf.
Double top shelf for Derrick Henry. All right, Texans will take on the Chiefs at Kansas City as a 10.5-point dog.
Give me the Chiefs. It'll probably be a blowout.
You're saying the Chiefs will run them out of there. All right, the Seahawks at Packers.
Oh, Seattle.
All right, Seattle plus 4.5. I feel like a lot of people are taking the dogs here. I feel like the majority of picks are on the road teams here.
A lot of points on a lot of these.
Yeah, a lot of points to work with some of these games. All right, finally, let's go to the college ranks. The final game of the season, Clemson versus LSU.
LSU.
Got both top shelves?
Yeah, I went double top shelf.
Oh, that's right.
He put all the chips in the table.
All right, Curtis, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
737-1025. How about Justin? Justin, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys.
All right, let's go with the Vikings and the 49ers to get it started.
Give me the Vikings.
All right, Vikings, a 7.5-point dog. Ravens hosting the Titans.
Give me the Ravens.
Ravens minus the 9.5 in your game total.
42.
Who rushes for more yards, Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson?
Give me Lamar Jackson, double top shelf.
Whoa.
Lamar Jackson, double top
Whoa.
Shelf.
Whoa. Okay.
All right. The Houston Texans against the Chiefs.
Give me the Texans.
Texans plus 10.5. Seahawks at Packers.
Give me the Seahawks.
All right, Seahawks with the 4.5 points. And then finally, LSU and Clemson in the college championship.
LSU.
LSU minus the 6.5. And you went double top shelf.
I'll say this like I did with the caller last week. If Justin hits on his Lamar Jackson, Justin's probably going to be the winner.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Double top shelf, Lamar Jackson rushing. From one Justin to another Justin.
If that happens, that's bad news for the Titans.
Yep, no doubt. Justin, welcome in.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, let's start off in the NFC. 49ers, haven't been to the playoffs in a while. Taking on the Vikings, a season playoff team, but a team that has to travel on the short week. Who do you got?
San Francisco.
San Fran, minus 7.5. All right, then, of course, the game we've been talking about all week. Titans at the Ravens.
Titans.
Titans, minus 9.5, and your game total?
43.
And who will run for more yards, Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson?
Derrick Henry.
Okay. The Kansas City Chiefs will host Houston Sunday at Arrowhead.
Houston.
Houston plus 10.5. All right, the Packers with a 4.5-point favorite, and they will be at Lambeau Field against the Seahawks.
Seattle double top shelf.
Very confident in Pete Carroll and the Seahawks. And then finally, Clemson against LSU.
LSU.
LSU minus 6.5.
Do we have everything?
Yep, you went double top shelf Ooh. On the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay. Justin, good luck. Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, we'll maybe take one more on air, and then we'll take guys. We'll lock all these people in off the air, but they'll be locked in. In fact, let's lock them in. There we go. All right, one more on air. Let's go Cole. Cole, you're up next. Welcome in.
Happy Friday, gentlemen.
All right, Cole. You've heard all these games. Let's go down through them. Vikings, 49ers.
San Fran.
Titans, Ravens.
Titans, double top shelf.
Woo! Plus 9.5. And your game total?
48.
Who rushes for more yards, Henry or Jackson?
Derrick Henry.
Okay. Houston at KC.
Is it 10.5?
10.5.
Let's go Houston.
You got Houston. All right, Seahawks at the Packers.
Seattle.
Seattle plus 4.5. Clemson against LSU for the college football championship.
LSU.
Got all the top shelves?
Yeah, I went double top.
He went double. Double top. He went double.
Well, we got on a run with double top shelves. Cole, have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right. Y'all too. Tighten up.
All right. Dave, Bernard, JP, the rest of you on the line. You're going to get locked in off the air, but you'll get two top shelves. The rest of you now will have to go to thegamenashville.com and get involved online. So you'll get one top shelf, but we've had people do it online this year and win our pick six contest. So we'll come back and wrap up Friday's edition of Darren, Donick, and Chase next. You know what that music means? We've rounded third and we're sliding into home. We're going to be Pete Rose, and home is going to be Ray Fossey. Sorry, Ray. We're going in head first. I know it's an all-star game, but we don't care. We're trying to score. If you didn't hear, Mookie Betts, he scored today. His bank account did. $27 million next year he will play for the Red Sox. Hopefully he will be able to support his family and make ends meet next year with that salary. He avoids arbitration. $27 million. Got paid $20 million last year. I think the first year he won arbitration, what was it, $10 million? So that's $47 million the last three seasons, counting this upcoming year.
It's a lot of iron.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The Predators are obviously off today. They have a rare Saturday off. They'll be in the Peg on Sunday afternoon against the Jets. It'll be a 1 o'clock start, so a little matinee hockey. I'll have pregame for you starting at noon. Speaking of pregame, all day tomorrow on this station, 10 hours, leading up to Titans-Ravens tomorrow night at 7:15. This is a great time. It's a great time of year. Hockey's in the second half of the season. National championship game in college football is Monday night. I think it's a great matchup. NFL playoffs, divisional rounds this weekend. It's a good time of year.
It's going to be awesome. This weekend's going to be great.
We were talking about this during the break. College basketball's really down this year. And I bet I haven't seen the ratings. But I wonder how much it's suffering, because I just feel like nobody's paying attention.
Well, nobody has become a juggernaut team like the Zion Williamson. You know, they don't have that kind of player. They don't have that kind of team that's getting a lot of ink, at least not that I've noticed, not that's caught my attention, not that I've watched a lot to this point. I did see Vanderbilt's game against Auburn the other night.
Yeah, they played well.
They're improving. And the more you watch Saban Lee and Aaron Nesmith, when they were playing in the non-conference games, you're saying, okay, how does this translate when they start playing teams in the league? Well, they were both outstanding at Auburn. And arguably, Auburn will be one of the two or three toughest places to play in the league. I don't think there's any argument,
no,
right?
I don't think there's.
And they snuck up and almost gave themselves a chance to win that game.
Lost by 4.
And had the game tied late. And then, unfortunately, did not execute at the end of the game to give themselves a chance, but just to come back. The freshman that Jerry Stackhouse has brought in, Scottie Pippen, and then a couple other guys, Wright and Dessou, I thought really played with a lot of poise and guts in a hostile environment, which doesn't usually happen for freshmen. I kept waiting for the knockout punch, but they would not be knocked out. So, you know, they're moving in the right direction here. I'm not saying it'll be an NCAA tournament team, but I like how they have the makings. Now let's see if they can start making Memorial Gym a tough place to play again. Start winning some games there. It starts tomorrow against Texas A&M.
I think the SEC is down. I think college basketball as a whole is just down. Duke is not the same team. Obviously, North Carolina's a shell of itself. They're not very good. Kentucky is okay.
Is this a year where you might see a Illinois, Loyola Chicago, or a
I think it could
a
be
good, solid mid-major team with seniors?
Whoever that is, I don't know who that is, but
maybe it's Gonzaga. Yes. I don't know.
Well, could be
or Dayton. Dayton's got a guy right now. It could be a top 10 NBA draft pick, and they look pretty good.
Yeah.
There's not many teams that I would honestly look at and say that they're that much better than Dayton. There's a couple teams like that. San Diego State's still undefeated. So
he's their Ja Morant.
He's their Ja Morant. Yeah, not as good as Ja Morant, and won't go number two, but his name's Obi Toppin. Obi Toppin's one of the best players in college basketball. Sits over at Dayton, and they gave everybody a run for their money in Maui.
Hmm. So maybe they're the Texas Tech kind of team, a team that you don't think of when you start reeling off college basketball programs, but maybe they're that good.
I'll tell you what it tells us, and he's not going to kick himself because he's a part of the reason why Wiseman's not playing, Penny Hardaway, so he can't really kick himself for it because he's partially to blame. But if they had Wiseman, I think you could make a strong case. Like Memphis would be maybe the team to beat.
They're pretty good without him, too.
I know, but
they are pretty good without him. Still, but imagine having the first pick in the draft.
Because of what we're saying,
on top of
and
these
if
guys.
They had Wiseman, like I think they would be probably the team to beat in the country. That's because they're really good, and the rest of the country is some of the usual suspects are down. Like Kentucky's not as good as they've been in the past. Tennessee, obviously, compared to last year, not even close. Conference down is down in the SEC. It was really good last year. LSU is down.
Ole Miss is much worse than last year.
Way worse.
They might be one of the worst offensive teams in the Power Five.
Yeah.
They're horrendous at
I
times.
I feel bad for Kermit, but yeah, they're not very good.
A couple other quick notes before we get out of here. We were talking about Mookie Betts and the arbitration. There's a number of other players that are getting the deals done here. Francisco Lindor, $17.5 million from Cleveland, one more year of arbitration remaining. Chris Bryant, $18.6 million. And then on the Predators front, they have the day off today, but the Predators, according to Adam Vingan, I just caught this tweet, didn't know anything about it, but I'm not surprised, they will wear the Winter Classic sweaters at home in their next Saturday home game. That's January the 18th against the Buffalo Sabres, right before the All-Star break.
Our friend from Finland, she tweeted us, and I guess Pekka did an interview with a Finnish, I don't know, radio station or, I don't know, newspaper. I'm not sure. It just says quotes from Pekka over in Finland. This was his quote. There's no denying we've been having a really hard time. Laviolette was, for a long time, just a wonderful coach for us, and under him we achieved a lot. I don't mean that he would have been bad, but yes, now the atmosphere is totally different too. Now you can sense that everybody wants to make an impression for the new coach, and the atmosphere is a lot more liberated in the locker room. When there is no history with this coach, so everybody wants to show what they've got. Everybody's positive, and there's a good feeling in the team. Hopefully after the season, we get to look back and circle this day from the calendar as that's when our rising started. Of course, we all hope for that. That was Pecorini, I guess, doing an interview in Finland. So we appreciate her keeping us in the loop with that.
No,
so
thank you.
Thank you, as always. That will do it for our show today. Everybody have a great weekend. I can't wait to hear what we're talking about on Monday. We will see you then at 10 a.m. Stay tuned. Jared and the GM is next.